This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Popular bluegrass artist David Mayfield has come home to start a recording company. Sweetside has recently opened in downtown Canton, but he's kept his new venture mostly under the radar. For this week's Shuffle, the Devil Strips music editor Brittany Nader joins me. Brittany, how did you discover Sweetside?
So there's a band mostly from the Akron area, I would say, called Cory Grinder Band, and they are in the process of recording an album. Everybody gets their turn, so just look at me. They told me they recorded it at this place called Sweetside in Canton, and I had never heard of it before. Then I found out it was opened and run by David Mayfield.
Yeah, if you're tuned in at all to the Northeast Ohio music scene, the name David Mayfield's been around for quite a while. Grew up playing with his family band.
Yeah, his parents, they're like bluegrass legends in the area, I'd say. And then he performed with his sister, Jessica Lee Mayfield. And I feel like a lot of people around here probably know her name as well. And then he kind of started doing his own stuff with the encouragement of his sister and also Seth Avett from the Avett Brothers. So he kind of had his own solo thing going on with the David Mayfield Parade, where he was kind of writing and performing his own original material.
Gotten quite a bit of success on a national scale.
Yeah, not only for his music that he writes and performs, but he also is a well-known producer. He was Grammy and Emmy nominated.
And he left for a while. I mean, he went to Nashville.
Yeah, he was performing and working in Nashville, and he's still performing with the David Mayfield Parade and some other projects, it seems like.
The Sweetside Recording Company that David Mayfield has opened and operating in Canton, to me it seems like, you know, when you think about the Northeast Ohio music scene, Cleveland, Akron, you don't really think of Canton as really a hotbed for recording music.
Yeah, I think Canton nowadays, you know, it has its art district, and I feel like that's a hub where it's kind of separate from the rest of the city, at least the way a lot of people perceive Canton. It's pretty thriving, and Canton does have a rich music history, particularly with like country artists.
What can it mean for somebody like David Mayfield, who's had national, international success, to come back to Canton and operate a recording company here that I would imagine would be catering mostly to Northeast Ohio bands?
Yeah, well, I think something that, from what I've heard, that sets his particular studio apart from the rest is that he uses a lot of vintage equipment, vintage microphones and guitars and stuff. He has all this stuff in the studio, but he also mixes digital, like high-tech stuff. So you're not just using this old dusty equipment, but it does have a certain charm and a certain sound that I feel like musicians would really enjoy who do like old school style music like Americana or bluegrass or folk or country. And also the fact that it's David Mayfield. He's a nominated producer who wants to have a relationship with the people he works with. So he wants to be 100% behind every artist and every album that he produces. So I feel like having that advocate who has all of this experience and knowledge and skills, obviously, would probably put a lot of people on the map from around here.
Downtown Canton Arts District, now Sweetside Recording Company, ran by David Mayfield. Brittany Nader, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me again.
Brittany Nader is the Devil Strips music editor. You can find links and more at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition.